Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Off and running. On a Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Here we go. Coming up, a recap of Thursday Night Football as the Bills handle their business against the Jets. We'll take a look at the games we like this weekend in the NFL and college football. Show parlay coming your way. Double D, up to no good, as always. We'll see what he's cooking up. It's all coming your way in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Good morning, Chelsea.
Yeah, good morning. I feel like it should be good vibes on a Friday, but I feel like there's like some lingering anxious energy just from watching the Dolphins game. Like the bad vibes were contagious. So like we got to shake that off, because like after watching Mike McDaniel do sideline interviews, you're like, oh my God, I think he thinks he's going to get fired during this game. So Jenks, we got to clear it. It is a feel good Friday or whatever you say.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm pumped. I don't know how many games I handicapped yesterday. But I felt like I was in Vegas when we were doing March Madness a couple years ago, because I think I probably handicapped every game in the NFL and all of our college football games in the rundown. And I'm like, my head's going to explode. I'm handicapped out tonight. The only bet I'm making is over under on 4 martinis, and it's juice to the over. That's it. But I'm ready to go. That's weekend edition. We're almost there.
So you're not making any bets? What?
No, I'm not making any bets Saturday, Sunday. Tonight, yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
So you only have bets for tonight. Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, I handicapped every game in the NFL and then the big games in college football. And I was like, okay, after this, I'm taking a break for like 24 hours. But there's so many games on the schedule and some really good games on the schedule. I'm really pumped. And also, it's a Saturday Junior. Come on.
Saturday Junior. All right, we got to stop with this. Everything is a junior or a senior. And it's like, it takes a second for your brain to like process it. It's like when there is a college player who is like somebody senior. And you're like, okay, like, is there already a junior where there would be confusion? Like, how old is your son? Do you even have a son?
So ridiculous. I can't even keep up either. Man, but I'm ready to go. Also, I will say, I was really excited about my card yesterday. I was excited about our bets in last night's game. They weren't great, but I really love the plays. Sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, the handicaps were solid. Like, so let's get into our bets last night, because I need to clear those bad vibes as well. All right, so I knew that Devon Achane was going to get a lot of targets in this game, and he did. And Jenks, the first drive of the game, he started off with a 15-yard catch. You're like, all right, we're cruising.
Let's
here.
Go.
He's definitely going to get this. But then Tua started throwing him passes behind the line of scrimmage. So I have never in my years of handicapping put this into my handicap, the fact that, oh, Tua might throw it so poorly that there will be negative yards receiving for this receiver. But that was the case with Devon Achane. Like, it was wild to me. So he got all these targets, and he had all these catches. 7 catches for 29 yards.
Oh, man.
What type of numbers are we putting up here? So, again, I feel like the handicap was right. Usually when you get, like, those type of catches, you're going to get over 37.5 yards. But he didn't. He finished with 29. And then, how about this one? Oh. James Cook, 50-plus rush yards. Tyreek Hill, 50-plus receiving yards. So, James Cook kept up his side of the bargain, had 108 yards rushing. I should have just played that one by itself. And Tyreek Hill finished with 49 yards. Jenks, he caught that touchdown pass, and I, like, checked the box where I was like, 49, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Jake was like, Chelsea, there's still 12 minutes left in the game. Did he have a single catch for the rest of the game? No, he did not. So a couple of losses, and really frustrating ones at that.
Yeah, I was on that Tyreek Hill prop, but I added the Aces money line. Take it on the Storm last night in the WNBA, and the Aces survived. But, again, Tyreek Hill, 49 instead of 50 yards, so that was a loss. 0-2 on my football picks, but baseball was there to save the day, or at least salvage the day. 2-1 on my baseball picks, so a 2-3 night overall. The Donkster leading us this week. He had Marlins Rockies over 10 and a hook. Marlins win 9-7. So, for the week, Chelsea, you are 3-4. I am 6-6-2. And the Donkster, by a nose, 3-1 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on this Friday morning good time edition. So let's talk about last night's game. The Bills downing the Dolphins 31-21. The Dolphins getting 12.5 points. We talked about how those double-digit spreads in the NFL are really tough to bet. Dolphins cover. Bills win on the money line minus 100 or 900. And total set at 49 and a hook. The over hits. Josh Allen doing MVP things, including this.
Off the fake, rolling. He can run if he has to. Instead, he flips it for the touchdown. He hits Jackson Hawes.
That's from Amazon Prime. A flip pass to Hawes in the second quarter. Bills on top, 14-7. Fourth quarter we go. Game knotted at 21, and Allen strikes again.
Outside to Shakir. Inside to 10. Shakir all the way in.
Allen, 22 of 28, 213 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Bills on top by 7, just more than 3 minutes to play. Dolphins driving, a chance to tie, and we all saw it. Tua, a brutal pick to Terrell Bernard, who said after the game, he recognized this play from film study, jumped the route, and that was it. The Bills continue their undefeated start, again, 31-21 in Buffalo. And I don't want to say the Bills survived, because it looked like they still had a hold on this game, but clearly they're the better team here, and the Dolphins just can't quite get right.
It's wild to me that this game was tied in the fourth quarter, because this game never felt close, and I don't think there was ever a question who was going to win this game. Because, again, the body language was so terrible. Like, they kept talking to Mike McDaniel. He looked like he was losing by 30. And then you see Tua, and I had secondhand anxiety watching him. I have never seen a more nervous passer in my life. This was reminiscent of Sam Darnold back when he was seeing ghosts. Like, Tua kept looking over his shoulder, and then he had these happy feet. And here's the thing, like, I heard this before the game, and like, I had seen little flashes of it, but last night was a ringing endorsement of it. If Tua does not have his first option open, he absolutely panics. Like, he just cannot go to his second read. And we saw that all night long where, you know, they scored some touchdowns. I'll give them credit for that. But it never felt like they were in this game. And then you look at Josh Allen, and who is the picture of, like, poise and calmness. And, you know, when he throws the ball, he throws it with authority. And, you know, obviously he is the MVP of the league for that reason. But still, man, this game did not look nearly as close, like, from the eye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I test as it did in the box score.
No, it just always felt like Buffalo was in control, right? Even when it was tied, it was right. Like, okay, sure, the game's tied, but Buffalo has this. And they sort of play with that sort of confidence. And the Dolphins, I don't want to say they were playing scared, but it's clear that their confidence has been shaken by how this season has started. And when you mentioned Tua, the Colts said this after week one. They said, we know the book on Tua is if you take away his first read, he immediately sort of panics in the pocket and you can get to him and force him to make a mistake. And so a couple years ago when the Dolphins were gangbusters on offense, you know, it was a quick pass to Jaylen Waddle or Tyreek Hill and they take off. He didn't have to worry about a second or third read. So I think that's part of it. Defenses have adjusted and taken away those reads and adjusted to McDaniel's system on offense. And then also, I have to wonder that having all those head injuries, how much that is a factor as well. Because Tua's done a lot of great work to get back on the field and stay in the pocket and play the game, whereas at one point it looked like maybe he wouldn't. But I have to think as well, he knows the longer he's in the pocket, the more likely it is he's going to take a big hit, and maybe that's a factor too.
Oh, absolutely. I think that definitely goes into it because mm-hmm. he keeps looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Because we know a big hit could end his career and give him like life altering consequences. So mm-hmm. obviously he has a reason to be anxious. But if you're a Dolphins fan and this is the guy you paid $212 million, I'm not feeling great about this. Like, this is the guy you're tied to for now. And he looks nervous. He looks broken. And defenses have figured him out. So you have all these weapons on the offense that are extremely fast, and you don't have a quarterback who can take advantage of them.
It feels like that at some point, and they have an out in 2027, that they will move on from Tua because he has been a very good quarterback, but it feels like now he's starting to regress a little bit. Like he hasn't had that steady improvement or at least reached a plateau where he's at a certain level and you say, okay, this is who he is, because the thought was, okay, he's had these setbacks as far as injuries, concussions are concerned, but certainly the talent is there. He's had some good years. You got to bring this guy in and lock him into this team for the foreseeable future. But it just looks like now he's just a nervous quarterback. And certainly with those weapons, you're going to have some success. But I feel like this was a Tua game, which is, all right, you'll throw a couple touchdowns because you have the weapons, but also you'll make a brutal mistake during the course of the game. And that's exactly what happened here.
Well, and also it's not great when like the two biggest leaders on your team seem very anxious. Mm-hmm. Like your quarterback seems anxious all the time. Mike McDaniel looked checked out of this game. You know, like I understand that's not his job, is to put on a happy face. But still, like, you look to your coach for motivation. Like, he's like the opposite of what Dan Campbell was. Like, when Dan Campbell was like motivating the troops, it's just like Mike McDaniel's like, yeah, we got to do better. I don't know what we're going to do in the second half.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's really tough to defend Josh Allen. That is a very tall task for a defense. But then you hear things about like last year in the culture, how they couldn't even make guys show up to team meetings on time. And he was fining the players. And they're just like, all right, take our money. We're still going to be late. So, like, there are real issues in Miami.
Whew. I mean, the picture of Mike McDaniel just watching him. Like, what's that famous tweet that came out, like, last year where he went from, like, I forget the exact wording, where it was he went from South Beach high roller to, like, Miami cocaine dealer in, like, the course of a couple seasons because he looked so different. I mean, he looked so depressed. In the locker room, he has to be like, okay, guys, find a buddy. Let's all pair up. So if anything bad happens tonight, you're going to have someone there to kind of help you. He seems totally lost, and I don't know if he's going to get fired here. I will say this. If the Dolphins had not been competitive in this game, because they were competitive, I felt like the Bills were in control, but the Dolphins were competitive. They were driving. It's not his fault that Tua just had this sort of brain-dead interception with 3 minutes to play, but they have to win in week four. They get 10 days off, and then they host the Jets. That is a winnable game. The Jets are eh. So if they lose that game and they start 0-4, like, he's done.
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel is getting fired. It's just a matter of when. So, like, it doesn't really matter, you know, when it is. It's definitely happening in the next few games, it feels like. But maybe let's flip the vibes because, again, I feel like I'm getting, like, secondhand anxiety talking about this team. How about the Bills? Like, Josh Allen continues to roll. James Cook was really good in this game, which obviously we could tell by the matchup. The Dolphins were not good at defending the run in each of the first two games of the season. But, like, one little negative, like, nitpick. And this is nitpicking because the Bills are a very good team. The fact that you give up 21 points to the Dolphins, should we be worried about this defense in the perspective of, you know, top-tier teams? Because, obviously, this is a good team with a good defense, I suppose. But, like, when you're talking about a team that wants to compete for a Super Bowl, is this defense going to be a problem?
I think a couple things. I think that the good news for the Bills is that any dub they can get right now is huge. And they have a very workable schedule coming up. They get 10 days off. They host the Saints, okay? Then it's the Patriots in week five, Falcons in week six. They could be undefeated going into next month. But I think that if you look at last night's defense in particular, Ed Oliver was out. He didn't play. Matt Milano was out. And they get a couple guys back from suspension after week six. So they're going to get better talent-wise and depth-wise as the season goes on. So I think the Bills' defense we see now, I don't think it's going to be a top-10 defense, but I think the unit we see on the field now is going to be pretty significantly different than the one that we saw last night. And so they're going to trend up, is what I'm saying.
I think so, too. But again, I think we've had this problem in past years, is that the Bills just aren't super deep on defense. So when they have these injuries, it really hurts them. And I feel like we've talked about Matt Milano being out before. He's a good player. And I feel like we've had games in the postseason where they're like, hey, Matt Milano's out. So I just worry about the Bills' depth because, like, you're going to have injuries. It is a long season. And if you're already losing guys in September, like, how do you think this injured list is going to go in January when they really need them the most?
Well, it's always – that's the roll of the dice for the Bills' defense, and Milano in particular – has been a very good linebacker for a long time in the NFL, but also has had a hard time staying healthy. So they're going to get those guys back. They're not out for the season, and these don't look to be serious injuries. But yes, that's always a question with Buffalo. Can they stay healthy? Because they can't just rotate pieces in. Their starters have to be in there and ready to go. But if they are, then the potential is for them to be much better than we saw last night. And listen, the Dolphins do have talent on offense.
Yeah, they do. But throwing behind the line of scrimmage, I was screaming at the TV. Like, this is something like NC State football would do or a high school team. At least throw it to the guy so he can get positive yardage. All right, we got to flip it, Jinx. Good vibes.
49 yards for Waddle. Or not Waddle, Tyreek Hill. We needed 50. Come on. Coming up on the show, we will start our trek around the NFL, including a blockbuster matchup. Jake Browning and the Bengals, Carson Wentz and the Vikings. That and more next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.